This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
Boy, that came up quick.
I know.
Hey.
Boy.
Hi. Happy Monday, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
It's excellent.
How are you? Tell me everything.
Great weekend.
Was it?
Spent the whole thing on my back. I threw out my back. I know.
Oh.
Doing what?
I thought it was, you know, the other reason to be on your back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you should sex this up a little, Sarah.
I wish I could tell you that it was like some fancy sex move I was trying to do when I threw my back out, but it was a jigsaw accident.
You got banged into oblivion and your back is not the same.
It'll never be the same.
So, seriously, how was your weekend?
Lots of sex.
No, really, what is this? This is a human story. This is my back's blown out.
No,
when have you ever?
It's way better than it was. I mean, honestly, I was like, do I have to go to the hospital?
Is this a thing that has happened to you?
Not really. Like, you know how once in a while, like, your back will hurt you or,
sure.
I don't know, about a year ago, my back kind of seized up. I had, like, bent over to get something out of my car and sort of crumpled down in the garage downstairs. I was like, oh, my God, that didn't seem good. But I think that on Thursday after we left Sonoma, I went back and ding, ding, no shame. That was a freaking killer thing.
Yeah, it was.
You know, John and I were hanging out. We walked downtown, had some dinner with some friends. It was so nice. And went back home and we were raging. We were working on our jigsaw puzzle
Woo-hoo!
That we've got going. And it's on this low coffee table.
Oh, you're talking about a jigsaw puzzle?
Yes.
It's a jigsaw puzzle.
No, it's a jigsaw puzzle accident, Vincent.
Used to fix some part of this monster backyard project that will never end.
No, it would end.
A puzzle.
I have nothing left to do.
Puzzle.
Now I do jigsaw puzzles because I don't have anything else to work on.
You most definitely don't get to make fun of Hooman stepping off the curb anymore.
Oh, no doubt.
A jigsaw puzzle. The hell?
It was, you're bending over the thing and you're sort of kneeling and supporting your body up. But what's the problem?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What's happening?
I just saw something
on
the...
What is it?
Just the...
I know. I saw that earlier.
Okay. I just saw it now. Go on.
I had that same look.
This one?
Yes.
I did too.
I had that same look.
I'm like, what?
We have a typo on the show sheet.
I'm like, I think it just kept
repeating.
Yeah. Okay. Well, were saying, so the jigsaw...
It doesn't matter. I was working on a jigsaw
puzzle. What's it a picture of?
Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany.
What the hell?
It's a castle.
Say it again.
Neuschwanstein. We've talked about this one. It's
no,
the one that they based.
We haven't.
Yes, we have.
I've never talked about anything called
Neuschwanstein.
What?
Neuschwanstein. It's the castle that Disney based the Enchanted Castle on.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, anyway, so you lean forward with the corner piece that's a little too far for your reach.
So we honestly did it for hours. You know how you can get sucked into a, well, maybe you guys don't know how, but it's so satisfying doing a jigsaw puzzle. We're talking and laughing and we're having drinks and we're working on this jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, so you're getting loaded.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it was a Thursday night with no work on Friday. So I was having
Was
some
there
drinks
any
with John
dubage involved?
No, I don't do that. I truly do not do that. I mean, I know you.
Was anybody
to
high?
Want me to. No. It's just the two of us.
Well.
Oh, was John high? No, John was not high.
All right.
Yeah. We were just high on jigsawing.
Okay.
And then on Friday, I woke up and I was fine, walking around, doing my thing. And I went back and was doing some more jigsawing. And as I'm kneeling, you know, you're kneeling, you're sort of like your torso's bent over the top of the table and I'm reaching for something and it falls apart. Like I sort of collapse onto the table. Like, oh, like, oh no. And then I'm like, no one's around. So I'm, you know, I really don't have anyone to yell to.
Ow.
I know. I'm like, oh, I get up. And then it was awful. I mean, you know, it's incapacitating. And
sure.
You just feel like an idiot because there you are just doing a jigsaw puzzle. Now you can't even walk. And then just sitting sucks. Everything sucks after that. So it's actually way better this morning than it was.
I mean, so it was bad Friday, Saturday,
and
Sunday.
And yesterday, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I know. Like, you know, you can't get up from a chair by yourself.
What?
Well, it was bad. And then it kept, like, seizing up. Like, I'd just be walking along. You know, I'm up, and I'm holding everything real carefully. And then you put your foot up on a step, and you're, oh, whoa!
Dang. Anyway,
I know. So, that was my weekend. My jigsaw puzzle injury.
I'm better.
I'm much, much better today. Loaded up on Advil all weekend.
Oh, well,
I know.
That's good.
Well, look, you know, getting old sucks. I was expecting to have just this great, relaxing weekend, you know? I mean, Sonoma was
well,
so excellent.
Well, it sounds relaxing. It sounds like
yeah,
you didn't
really,
move.
It was really relaxing. How was your weekend?
Really good.
Excellent.
Started on Friday at the Bay Club, swimming with my kid.
All right.
Oh, I saw an Instagram post.
That is me. Hucking.
Throwing her?
I am throwing my kid. That picture doesn't even... I was putting an arc on her. I for sure made all... the dads at the Bay Club proud as I was hucking my kid like nobody's business.
They love it so
they
much.
She couldn't dog paddle back to me fast enough.
Do it again.
Yep.
Do it again.
Do it again. I'm like, I got this. This yep. I can do.
What does she weigh?
I don't know. Dolls I cannot play with. Throwing you in the pool, I'll do it all day. No problem.
Well, there you are in a pool.
And I'm not a huge fan of pools.
Right, you're an ocean guy.
But...
at least you're in the water.
I am in the water, and it was hot. I'm actually wearing a UV shirt in the pool in the picture.
Well, that's much better than having to constantly reapply. I mean, your dome must need to get done.
It's kind of... I mean, I do wear sunscreen, but it's also... I take sun okay. I'm not like some people who will burn, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do.
So anyway, no, it's not that bad. But yeah, we had fun. We went to the Bay Club. We swam. Saturday, what did I do? Oh, I went and rode my bicycle.
Oh my God, what fun. Sounds so active.
Got some exercise. Mm. Then 3 p.m, I've written off surfing. Summer, there's no waves. It's just pointless.
Yeah.
I get an emergency text from a friend who goes, this one spot is breaking.
Oh.
Like, it's on.
Oh.
I look around the house and my whole house is napping.
Oh, you're like, I am out of here.
Oh, I didn't have
you
time
ditched.
To write in. I ditched. I ditched
you
out.
You didn't even write a note to say where you went?
I didn't want anyone to wake up.
Oh, because if you took the time to write a note, for sure they would have.
Of course. Oh. So I got out of there and man, I had the best afternoon.
Oh, so it was.
It was breaking
oh,
and it was good.
Great.
And I had fun.
Oh, good.
And then I got out of the water and to my phone at my car, and there was, you know, 10 texts. Where are you? What's happened? Are you okay? What's going on?
Well, I mean, you did drop off the face of the earth.
But, you know, whatever. You guys are all asleep. What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I didn't want to wake you up or
but
leave
a note.
But
we're in full, like, baby time.
Sure.
It's on.
Well, any minute, right?
Yesterday, I walked past the baby's room as the missus is explaining... when this stripe turns blue, that means the baby has peed in her diaper. Remember those? Oh, you probably didn't even know those. They have little stripes on the diapers now to let you know that
I've seen those.
That there's pee.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
So you don't have to
reach in
and finger the thing. Sorry, the diaper. Mm-hmm. That's a terrible way to have worded that, but you know what I mean. Anyway, you don't... as that came out, I went, oh, that sounds awful. Yeah. They now have a little blue. Yellow stripe will turn blue.
Oh, well, that's convenient.
So I walked past and I went, "Oh yeah, pee pee and poo poo diapers are coming back into my life."
It's a pee pee and poo poo night.
I can't believe it.
Pee pee and poo poo night.
So
yeah, they're all they're you know they're pretty much intake output.
Yeah. Vehicles. Oh no, we're right on the verge of that. So yes, it's
resetting the clock to zero, Vin.
It's happening, and it's so right there, and the room is set, and the missus is
what color
beyond lost her patience with her state.
Well, it sucks. I mean, the last month of it, you know, it's what I said this, you know, 20 years ago or whenever I was pregnant, like, this is what it feels like to be old. Nothing is easy. Everything is a chore. Every movement is just
Saturday night
exhausting.
We're sitting on the couch. By the way, I went back. I've been told you I've been going back and watching the Marvel movies in order.
Uh-huh.
Thor is the worst piece of crap I have ever seen.
The first one or the
first
one?
The first one. I've heard the second
Ragnarok.
One is better, but the first one is so stupid.
Stupid. So much stupidness going on.
No, Iron Man's great.
Oh, Iron Man is great, actually.
The first two were great. And then, you know, Hulk was okay.
Was it?
It was okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But Thor
is Spider-Man in that universe too? I liked the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man one, and I haven't seen one that I really loved.
That's not on the list.
Yeah, that's old. That's like two iterations of Spider-Man ago.
Yeah, that's not on the
list. They just keep getting new Spider-Man. Apparently, we can't get enough Spider-Man because they keep cranking them out.
Anyway, we're watching that garbage, and it's Saturday night, and this might be my chance to, you know.
Oh. Get a little
however
action.
You make that sound. Thank you. And she goes, she's leaning back, and her stomach is going full aliens as it's just moving and misshaping, and there's a foot.
Wow.
And there's a... And after a little while of that, she's like, well, you want to go to bed? I'm like, go ahead. I'm going to stay here.
Oh.
After watching your alien tummy, I just don't know that.
Oh, it turned you off.
Wouldn't it you? I mean, I like the lady, but that kid's alive and in there. And
you don't want to bump up against that.
It's going to be all, ow, ow. Ow.
I don't know. Maybe that was just...
It is such a weird thing having a person in you, you know? Mm. Like, we make each other.
Amazing.
It is.
Well, it's easy to not think about, but once the hand and foot mm-hmm. and I think this is her butt or, you know, the whole... you're actually feeling the body in there. Uh-huh. It's like...
Gross. Don't...
Ow. Oh.
Why are you making a barf noise?
Jesus, it's so
turn her
weird.
Over. You don't have to look at that thing.
No, there's a baby in there now. Oof.
Not for long. What is she? Is her due date the 20th of August?
Something like that, yeah.
So really, in the next week or so, you go into total, you know, the final countdown.
Like, yeah.
I don't even know if they stop you when you're within 3 or so weeks.
I don't know why they would.
Yeah. Baby's ready. Your baby's obviously straining to break. It's going to break out alien style.
Gotta break out.
Yeah, so we're in that part.
Yeah. It's great on. Fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But she was offering it up, huh? And you were like...
Well, I don't know that she was offering it up, but Saturday nights seemed to be a fairly safe bet.
Mm.
Like, you know, anything beyond that is gravy, but Saturday night is usual.
Mm. You do fall into a routine, don't you?
Well.
No, I mean, I feel like we have our night and anything beyond that is gravy.
Thank God for the routine because, quite frankly,
it's nice to look forward
you
to.
Start to think, is this going to happen?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because if you don't have that, it can get away from you.
Yeah.
Like people, you know, they wind up like suddenly 3 months or 6 months have gone by. Like we hear it on The Secret Show all the
I'm
time.
I'm completely
like, I haven't
not
banged
okay
that person.
With that either.
Yeah, no. Right.
I know that, you know. It's the same old us again, but I'm still not okay with it. You know,
yes.
I can see why she might be like that again, but yes, that again.
And every week for the rest of your life.
I mean, really.
Until death do us part.
It has to. There's
right.
not. It's
you
not,
are my sex life.
Right. Has to happen.
You are my sex life.
Anyway, where were we?
My
oh, yeah.
Sex life.
Are you watching Big Brother?
Oh, my God. I love it
because
so
you
much.
And your weird family ways kept us from talking about it on Friday, Thursday. What day? Thursday.
Yeah. We have plenty of other stuff to talk about.
You got caught up?
Uh-huh.
All right. What do you think?
You know, I love the show. I just, I don't know why everyone isn't watching it, quite frankly. I think it's delightful.
Okay.
That, I want to say that chick Sam,
Sam? Which one's Sam?
She's the welder who seemed really cute at first, but now she's just kind of annoying and tries, and she has kind of a baby talk voice, but real slow like.
The waterworks involved with that girl completing her,
oh God,
her plan,
Caitlin,
and then wanting all of this credit for her big move. Mm. Meanwhile, she cried and cried and cried, and then cried some more.
Mm-hmm.
You get no style points. You don't even get points for your move because you've done that. In the face of it all. That is not cold-blooded execution. So, that is...
That's like a wimpy coward's way of doing the thing that needs to get done.
I can't even look at you right now.
Who do you think? Because I think there's far and away just someone who's playing the best game right now.
Well...
quietly... Admit it, this dude even said, I'm not known for my brain.
Well, it's the little lifeguard guy has been running things pretty good.
He's playing a great game.
Well, he's caught now after last night. You saw last night's show?
I did, but I think
there wasn't anything he could do.
No.
So he was caught.
But Sam has told him that they can use her advantage. But he knows when to shut up.
Mm-hmm.
He is very gentle with his persuasions and tries to make it seem like the other person's idea. I mean, I'm like, holy crap.
No, he's surprising.
He said he's stupid. He's like, oh, I'm just really stupid. I don't know what I'm doing. But I'm running the whole house.
No, he's surprisingly good. I'll give you that. So is the other musclehead guy.
Brett.
The bros,
yeah.
The computer guy.
The computer.
I love
hacker,
that the nerd was like, you are so charismatic. I'm falling for you.
A guy said that to the other guy.
Well, but guys, I mean, just giving him his argument, and he's like, I may actually fall for this.
But then he didn't, so it wasn't that good.
Right. Saw right through it.
Anyway, I'll give you that kid is pretty good. He's done a decent job.
And he just seems like a nice guy. He's my favorite. Like, there's some chicks in there that are cute, but they're bland. There's nothing going on with any of them.
Well, yeah, the Caitlin girl is.
Oh, she's at least a nut job, like, big personality. Like, Haley, no personality. Angela, no personality. Rachel, no personality. Like, they're just all like.
Oh, people were writing us on text on Thursday. We were having trouble getting them to begin with, but people were like, did you hear the guy on Big Brother yell, where's Rachel?
I didn't hear it.
The screamer guy that was yelling at Rachel.
He was yelling, where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
Oh, my God. I didn't even notice that. We've got to get Brenda to isolate that.
Right. So
where's Rachel?
Yeah. Well, he was the guy who was going to yell at her the whole time, right? Her name's Rachel, and he comes booming into the room. Where's Rachel?
And he's yelling.
Right.
Whom is Rachel reviewing the movie with you this week?
Next week.
Oh, next week. Rudy this week?
Yeah, Equalizer 2 this week. Next week, Mission Impossible 6.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
That's going to be
I do love the Mission Impossible movies for
they
sure.
They are really good.
Yeah. You guys want, anybody want to add anything from this weekend? Hooman blew me off last night. He didn't want to come over.
Why?
He just didn't want to come
had
over.
Enough
I had
enough of you?
No, it's been a little inconsistent.
Well, because of vacation and everything.
Don't you think a back rub from Hooman would have cured you right up?
Dude, you know what? No joke. John was saying, you got to get Hooman to work you over when he gets here. But Hooman does it so hard. It's like he's very stabby.
He can hurt
you. He's stabby.
He is. You'd have to be so gentle with me, Hooman. I don't know if you can dumb down your massage game for me.
I don't think so.
I know. You want to try it during the break?
If you want. Do you want to lie on the floor? You just want to sit in your chair.
I wouldn't lie on the floor.
On the floor.
The floor's kind of
let him
dirty.
Get some leverage. Oh, lie on the couch.
What if I lay across? What if I lay across that chair?
Where exactly in your back is it?
Super lower back.
Oh,
is that not you?
No, it's advanced. I can do that.
He's going to have to work your glutes, but you know.
No, no. Yeah. It has nothing to do with my
glutes. No, you got to work the glutes.
It has nothing to do with my glutes.
What's it have to
do
with?
Above just my lower lumbar.
Don't tell people how to fix your back.
No, he. I don't
want
him.
He's a professional.
If it's going to involve my glutes, I'm going to skip it. Are you going to? I think it's weird. I just don't think that's what we should do. We're coworkers. All right.
I'd let him work on mine.
If my ass hurt, yeah, then he can rub my glutes.
Because
but he doesn't,
sometimes
and that's
it has
just
to
weird.
Work down that way. I mean, not he doesn't fully grab them. He just works right there.
Why did you get so prude?
Back.
God.
Yeah.
Just doesn't feel
make
like the right
day,
thing
Sarah.
To do. Why do I have to make his day? Why can't he make my day for
make
once?
Instagram's
make
Instagram's
day.
You know what it needs? A picture of Hooman rubbing your butt.
Yeah, no.
What'd okay.
He said for once.
For once.
KLLC,
KLZHD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Happy Monday.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.